Madagascar military leader dissolves government in surprise move. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Tonse Alliance has criticized remarks by Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa, who suggested that law enforcement agencies should arrest Alliance President Brian Munduwile over an alleged audio recording involving Chishimba Kambwili. Alliance Presidential Spokesperson George Chisanga said Mr. Munduwile has committed no crime and is not afraid of any legitimate investigation. He has stressed that any evidence of wrongdoing should be presented to investigative agencies, not used as a political tool to generate headlines. Mr. Chisanga has accused government of being more focused on creating scandals around opposition leaders than addressing Zambia's real challenges, including the rising cost of living, persistent power shortages, unemployment, and a weakening economy.
I want to make it very clear, without hesitation, that Honorable Brian Munduwile has not committed any crime and therefore is not afraid of any investigation. If any person claims to have any evidence of wrongdoing on the part of Honorable Munduwile, the correct place is to present it before investigative agencies and not at a political press briefing, which is intended to just manufacture headlines. What is very shocking is that a senior government official in the name of the Minister of Information now feels comfortable to publicly instruct law enforcement agencies to arrest a citizen. This is not how a functional democracy works. That is how political intimidation works. The Zambian people should ask themselves a simple question. Why is it that the government is now so desperate to create scandals about opposition leaders instead of addressing the real crisis facing the nation?
Meanwhile, Mr. Chisanga has charged that Mr. Munduwile will not be intimidated by propaganda or threats disguised as investigations.
We want to make it very clear to those behind this campaign that Honorable Brian Munduwile will not be intimidated by the propaganda or threats disguised as investigations. Zambia's investigative institutions must also remain independent and must never be reduced to instruments of political persecution at the instigation of the political elite. If there is any evidence, bring it forward. If there is none, then the Zambian people will see this for what it is, a desperate attempt to distract the nation from the government's failures. The truth cannot be buried under political noise.
Judiciary of Zambia says it is committed to reducing the backlog and delays of civil and criminal cases in the courts following the establishment of Alternative Dispute Resolution, ADR. Speaking during the official opening of the Advanced Commercial Mediation Training in Lusaka, Advisory Committee on Court Annexed Mediation and Delay Reduction Chairperson Justice Abba Patel said the establishment of ADR will ensure that traditional courtrooms are left with only crucial and necessary cases, while the rest are resolved outside the courts in a fair and timely manner. Justice Patel has noted that Zambia's Chief Justice, Dr. Mumba Malila, is a champion and promoter of ADR and is advocating for the fair resolution of disputes in the shortest possible time.
Training is a combination of the Memorandum of Understanding that has been signed between the Judiciary and Pepperdine University in March 2025. The aim of the MOU is to foster judicial reforms and promote the use of ADR in both civil and criminal justice to reduce backlog and ensure speedy and efficient resolution of conflicts between parties, while leaving the national courts to adjudicate in the most deserving cases. The commercial mediation also falls within a wider agenda on the African continent under the auspices of the Africa Chief Justice's ADR Forum.
Meanwhile, Pepperdine University and Sudro Global Justice Institute representative Professor Danny DeWalt said the advanced commercial mediation training is the first of its kind being offered in Africa, adding that Zambia is taking a leading role.
We're here together now in a second round. And in this second round, as leaders of the judiciary, our team has custom built this training for this room. In fact, this is the first time this training has been presented in Africa. Zambia is leading. And in the conversation that Justice Zulu, Justice Patel, and CJ and I had yesterday, this was close to the heart of the Chief Justice, that Zambia would be a leader across the continent of Africa.
The Lusaka Magistrates Court has set April 14th, 2026, as the date it will determine whether Lusaka Pastor John Nundwe, popularly known as John General of Miracle Impact Ministries International, will be placed on his defense or acquitted. When the matter came up for ruling on a case to answer this morning, the court informed Mr. Nundwe that the ruling was not yet ready. Mr. Nundwe, aged 52, has pleaded not guilty to one count of rape, contrary to the laws of Zambia. He is alleged to have, on November 22, 2024, in Lusaka, unlawfully had carnal knowledge of a church member without her consent. Earlier, Mr. Nundwe asked the court to acquit him, arguing that there was insufficient evidence to warrant him being put on his defense. Through his lawyers, Yokonya Daka and Elijah Siatwambo, Mr. Nundwe submitted that the prosecution failed to prove beyond reasonable doubt that he had unlawful carnal knowledge of the victim against her will. He further argued that across all witnesses, there was a consistent lack of direct observation, absence of forensic evidence, reliance on speculation, and breaks in the chain of custody. Mr. Nundwe has therefore asked the courts to find that the prosecution has not established a case strong enough to require him to enter a defense. Magistrate Amy Masoja has since adjourned the matter to April 14, 2026 for a ruling on whether the accused has a case to answer. Police in Lusaka have confirmed that Gibson Zulu, the victim in a reported case of grievous assault and arson that occurred yesterday around 05 hours in Lilanda compound, has died. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said Mr. Zulu died the same day at about 21:30 hours at Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he had been admitted with severe burns and head injuries sustained during the attack. Mr. Chilavi said that following Mr. Zulu's death, police have opened a murder docket and intensified the manhunt for the suspect, identified as Alan Chivuye, who remains on the run. He has added that the body of the deceased has been deposited in the mortuary at Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, awaiting a post-mortem examination.
Mr. Zulu died on March 9, 2026, around 21:30 hours at Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he had been receiving treatment for severe burns and head injuries sustained during the incident. Following his death, a docket for murder has been opened and police have intensified the manhunt for the suspect, Alan Chivuye, who remains at large. The body of the deceased has been deposited in the mortuary at Levi Mwanawasa Investigation Hospital, awaiting a post-mortem examination. Members of the public with information that may assist in the apprehension of the suspect are urged to report to the nearest police station.
The National Council of Student Unions, NACOSU, has announced plans to undertake a cholera awareness and sensitization program aimed at supporting the Ministry of Health's efforts to combat the disease. NACOSU Secretary for Health and Environment Affairs, Dr. Njavulo Nguve, said the council is ready to collaborate with the government in raising awareness and promoting preventive measures in institutions of higher learning.